The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
He'd rather do it earlier. I'm sure he does anyways, but he probably can't get a chevra at 11:30 as much as 9:30.
We could stay up.
What?
Very good.
Mechel and Bracha Sepazik, I'm going to call it that. For Mordechai Sepazik in honor of his birthday, this Friday, Yudal ben Achimov, and they said they wrote a whole email that I don't have with me, unfortunately, but they wrote that he's a big, big masmid, and they wish him a lot of Bracha Natslacha and all the good zachen, Shiduchim v'chulu. Menachem Adina Weinreb, Chayepesel Basitzchok Moshe, whose yortzeit is Friday, Yudal Rav, by Michael Benchitrit, in commemoration of the yortzeit of my two grandfathers, Moshe ben Yaakov and Chaim ben Yosef, and my wife's grandfather, Emmanuel ben Shmuel, all of which were nifter on the 14th of Av, several years apart. By Ephraim Gwertzman, to my brother Shlomo Gwertzman and my nephew Abe, in honor of his bar mitzvah this Shabbos. Dear Rebelli, I'm a huge fan of yours and your daf. I finally understood why you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. This is an amazing daf. This is a mix of Torah and Geshmak. Dvarafego Bas Shmuel and father in law Menachem Mendel ben Elchanan. And the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah. To whatever free time I have, so I can turn on Yashir and open my Gemara and Shtayg. Before I joined Yashir, I felt I was wasting my time day in and day out. But since I joined, even though it's been only a week and a half, well, it's already 2.5 weeks since he sent this, I feel like my day in life has meaning, because he sent me another email today. It's helped many aspects of my life, home and work alike. Thank you, Rebelli, for all you do in inspiring people like me to learn. Then he writes another email today. It was absolutely incredible pleasure to be able to meet you in Woodmere. I'm still blown away by how small the world is, and that you're Aaron's father. Turns out that he's my son Aaron's roommate from Norfolk, Virginia. I knew there must have been a relation. And I didn't realize that I'm originally from Norfolk. I moved there. So hearing that you're from here is very cool. Can you please pass my warmest regards? It's been a long time since we were at Yak. Forgive me for asking. Is he the one getting married? Either way, Mazel Tov, Kol Tov, Shai Rothman from Far Rockaway. I still don't have my printer, so I'm just going to read this off from here. This is from Chesky Rosenberg from São Paulo, Brazil. It says like this. Dear Rebelli, the name of the email is Loma Nigora. Why shouldn't we be Zoicha? For what? I would like to tell you again a big Yishur Koyach, my Chavrusa, Reb Ari Knapla. By the way, this, I don't know if you know, if you've ever seen, there's a video called The Magic of Eli, and he's in it. So if you want to see what Chesky Rosenberg, you hadras upon him a nice grayish beard. So he says he and Reb Ari Naplach listen every day to your amazing clear shiurim. One thing we want to ask you, that sometimes someone in your present audience, especially Reb Nachman Seltzer, makes a comment, jokes, and even Klotz Kashas. Everybody laughs. LOL, including you. But the outside listeners, Zooming YouTubers, have no idea what's going on. Loma Nigara. My suggestion is that at least when it's a good kasher joke, it's said it can repeat it to the outside audience. I do. But 99% of the time, it's a klutz kasher. It's embarrassing for the person that I asked it. It's embarrassing when somebody, I don't want to mention names, argues with Tanoim and Amoraim or the Chofetz Chaim. So I don't repeat it. Why would I repeat it? You mentioned a couple of times that eating, drinking, sleeping, you could also perform a mitzvah if you have good kavanah in mind. Two interesting things about it. This is very nice. Once heard from Chassidish Rebbe that the words, achila, aleph, chof, yud, lamed, hey. So there's a yud and a hey. Shtia, shin, tof, yud and a hey. Lina, lamed, yud, nun and a hey. So it has yud and a hey. All have yud k, depends on your kavanah. There was once a kid, he says, that asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, if you could hear B'lam Torah Mitzvah, so the boy asked, why is that Mizakah? We have such a burden. The Melamed that was there with the kid wanted to bury himself there, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, it's a very good question. And the answer is that the Goyim also eat, drink, and have children, honor their parents, etc., but gain nothing out of it. But we Yidden doing the exact same thing, we get Tzchar if we have Kavanah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mizakas with these mitzvahs. We love your share, your stories, your jokes, and the whole MDY family. Kultuv from Brazil, Chesky Rosenberg. All right, Raboisai, now I'll go back to the Zoom. I hope it's still on. If you were wondering why I was staring at you guys, because I was just reading the emails. But now we're going back. Ezra Abrams is on from Australia. What's that? You don't want it in the side. You want it like this? No, you can't do it. Okay, here, from over here. Here. How about this way? Okay. Boisai, today is Daf Tezayin. We're actually holding six lines down. We made some progress yesterday. And Be'ezer Hashem, today we should finish the entire Daf Tezayin and start tomorrow brand new Mesechta Daf Yudzayin. So, Gufa. I don't know if you recall, just the other day, Rashi asked the question, why is it Gufa on a Mishnah? Gufa is when Amoraim say something and we want to go into what Amoraim said. Gufa, Omar Rav Ami Bar Tavioimi, Sikha Bevloi Kalim, if you used remnant of garments, shattered, tattered. Ooh, I can't even say his name. He's going to be Mavuyish. If Shui Davis is in the house, why? Get over here, Shui! That's a Baishan. Good job. So, a guy had a coat, a jacket, a nice something that was Mekabel Tumah. Then it was ripped up into little pieces, Shmatas. And he used it for schach. My beloved Kalim, what does it mean? Omar Abayo, we explained it yesterday. Matloni Shembem, Sholish al Sholish. Each piece is less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers. So somebody asked me a riddle. I'm not exactly sure that he's right, but it's an interesting riddle. I have 2 great riddles here. How is it possible that a person has schach, he has a sukkah with schach, and it's possible? Somebody comes over to him, whispers something in his ear, and the sukkah becomes kosher. So he says, this gemara right over here. What happened was, he used garment that's exactly 3 fingers by 3 fingers, this size. And it's possible, right? Because it's only 3 fingers. It's possible because he's a wealthy guy. But somebody came and whispered in his ear, by the way, you lost all your money. So the second he loses his money, he's a poor person. For a poor person, 3 by 3 is a good beged. You can use it as a patch. And mamela, it's puzzle. So fakert. It would have to be fakert then. Well, somebody told me he won the lottery. He became wealthy. Okay, whatever. Great. But that's not what the guy told me. So, matloni shema, but over here we're talking about it's less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers. If less than 3 fingers, lechazen loylanim veloylashir. Here's another riddle I heard a while ago, but this is a very interesting riddle. How's it possible that your sukkah is possible, but if you say a very specific kapitel tehillim, one perek tehillim, your sukkah becomes kosher. It's a real thing. It's not a joke. It's real. You say one kapitel tehillim, and your sukkah becomes kosher. So I'll tell you what the kapitel tehillim is, and then you have to tell me why it becomes kosher. Mizmor shil yoyim haShabbos. You mekabel Shabbos on yourself, and therefore what? How does your sukkah become kosher? If you make your sukkah out of the yumdim, or out of a lechi, so we said, if it's kosher for Shabbos, it's kosher for sukkahs. But it's not kosher during the week. Kosher on Shabbos. So when you're mekabel Shabbos, they say mizmor shil yoyim haShabbos, then that sukkah becomes kosher. Okay, great. Enough with the riddles for now. Thank you, the Rebbe Ami, back to Yumi. Machzeles shel shipa v'shel gemi. You have a mat made out of gemi. There's a mat. Shiarel, the leftovers. And so just to explain, maybe I didn't explain enough. You're talking about clothing that used to be mekabel tuma. And now it's not mekabel tuma anymore, but nevertheless, it's not good for schach because it once upon a time was a kli. It's like gzeira. Something like a gzeira. And by the way, in all gzeiras, and I mentioned it before, all gzeiras of chachamim, if you are in a situation where there's no sukkah, but a sukkah that's kosher based on a gzeira of chachamim, like all you have is schach that's less than 3 etzbais, so what do? Don't go into sukkah at all. That's what I have. I'm in a very bad position. That's all I have available. What do? So the halacha is you go into the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Ava bisha nivchasu. So you have leftover of this mat over here. Ava bisha nivchasu mekashiro. What's the shear? 6x6. Eimisakhimba. It's no longer a mat. You shouldn't use it for schach. Machzel sakonim. And a mat made out of reeds. Gdoila misakhimba. If it's not made for laying down on, because it's very large, it's not a kli, it's made specifically for schach, use it for schach. Tano, emesakhimba. But if it's very small, or smaller, it's the size that people used to in those days sleep on. So, it's tamei medras. It's like a kli, it's like a bed. So you can't use it for schach. Revelazo oimer, afhimikabel is tuma, ve'ein misakhimba. It's mikabel tuma, I don't care, even though it's large, it's a big piece. Shouldn't use it for schach. This is mamish nagel ma'aseh. It's another kind of riddle, but very, very important to halacha. Very. You go to a pizza shop, and they have a sukkah. And the sukkah is made out of a tarp. And a tarp is possible for a sukkah, it blows in the wind. A wall like that is not kosher for a sukkah, right? Everybody agrees that kind of wall that blows in the wind is not a sukkah. So what do people do? They use straps. I'm saying it as if people know this. I've seen a lot of sukkahs go like this. Okay, but we're learning Masechta Sukkah, and we're going to do better this year. We're not going to use these sukkahs that flap in the wind. But what do people do? They use these straps or strings. Every less than 3 tefachim, they make these tight strings. They don't flap in the wind. And memela, I have a good sukkah. Every less than 3 tefachim is a sukkah. Here's my question. You go into the sukkah, you go into this pizza shop, it was made by some Amoritz, not even a from, I don't know, maybe not even Jewish, the guy that made it. How's it possible that this sukkah, and it happens all the time, is 100% not kosher? I don't know, the Rama says it's not kosher. Why is it not kosher? It has the straps, it has everything. What? The guy put on the schach? Okay. Yeah, so, no, the walls don't have to. Walls are not important. Only the schach. So, I'll give you a hint. Chaytid begadish. That's what we're about to learn. Chaytid begadish. What's the problem with a chaytid begadish? Tasa v'loy min ha'asui. How do you make this sukkah that's tasa v'loy min ha'asui? By putting up the schach first, and then strapping down these straps after the schach, that would be a puzzle of sukkah according to the Rama. Has anybody ever thought about that? You go to these restaurants, you don't care, it looks kosher to you. It has nice strong straps. But wait a minute, it depends when you put on the straps. If you put on the straps after you put on the schach, so it's tassel even awesome because you have a sukkah that's l'chayra possible because it flaps in the wind, and only afterwards you try to make it kosher with straps. It's very interesting. Ha-choydet v'godesh. So here's the picture of choydet v'godesh, one of the best, greatest halachas and sachas sukkah. Choydet v'godesh. He has a haystack that's 100% not kosher. There's no walls. There's no schach. Nothing. And he went and he dug out in the haystack and he created a void. Comes Rav Huna and says an amazing chiddush. That's only when the haystack is top to bottom, completely full. But what if within the haystack there is a void that's the size of a sukkah 7x7 and one tevach thick? Here's a picture. Here's the void. One tefach tall only. So what happens? Very, very interesting. The top over here is creating a schach on this void. This void is a good makom because it's a tefach and a tefach is a oil. When it comes to tumah, tefach is a tefach. So now all I have to do is remove the inside. We learned halacha that if you have a sukkah that's 9 tefachim tall, I could dig one tefach into the ground and make it 10 tefachim. It's not considered tassav leman asu. Explains Rashi why. Because tassav leman asu is a problem when there's a problem with the schach. If I put on posel schach, and then I put on a vine, and then I snip it. So it's posel, and then I made a kosher tassav leman asu. But over here, the problem was the walls. The walls weren't tall enough. The walls were 9, and I made them 10. The schach was always there. The schach never moved. Here, the top piece of schach is always the schach. That's the thing preventing you. The schach is very thick. Who cares how thick it is? It was always there and it was always kosher. It was always misachech. It always created shade on what? On the one tefach right over here. And that's enough. Because a tefach is enough for an aisle. So that's that halacha. An amazing halacha. Now, the Chazon Ish points out, and I have trouble with the Chazon Ish. I didn't think about it a lot, but Chazon Ish points out that maybe Rashi didn't really mean 7x7, that the whole void has to be 7x7. He says a very important halacha that we're going to learn. That is that if you have a small sukkah that's 7x7, and all you have is 4 tefachim of sechach, and 3 tefachim are not kosher, it's a kosher sukkah. Because you have the right kosher sechach. So he says over here also, L'chayra, you don't need 7x7 void. All you need is 4x7, let's say. Okay. Not going to get into Chazon Ish, but an interesting point. But if you have a 1 tefach void, that's 7x7, the shear of a sukkah, hareiz a sukkah. It's not a problem of a chaytet begadish. I'm allowed to dig out more and make from 1 tefach 10 tefachim. Because there's already a schach that's creating shade on the tefach. Tanya na mehachi, and now we have a bunch of freebies over here. We learned the same exact thing. If you dug out in a haystack, I raise a sukkah. But not, nah, ain't a sukkah, but we have a contradiction. You have to say, to explain the contradiction, you have to say, where there's a tefach already, then it's okay. When there's no tefach, it's not okay. And another freebie, Ikadar Amalei Mirma, and some use it as a question. Same exact thing, but instead of a answer, it's a question. Not Rav Chaim because it's lazli sukkah, ain't a sukkah. But I raise a sukkah, we have a contradiction. There's no contradiction. When there's a void of a tefach in that haystack already, then it's kosher, it's not tassav leman asui. Zogt the Heilige Mishnah, the official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. You get it? Official, the official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. Hameshalshel defonis milamalo lamato. Shilshel is a lashon going from top to bottom. So, if there are walls that come from the top to the bottom. I saw you jump when I said the word shilshel. I don't know why. Okay. The famous, I don't know if you guys are, everybody's seen the Yoni, Mishnayis. So if there's a gap of three tfachim, and that's enough for a goat to make its way through the sukkah, that's not a good daifen. You know, it's not a mechitza. When animals can come into your sukkah, that's not a mechitza. It's not considered a daifen. Im gavoya asar tfachim. Shero. Where are we? Sorry. Milamato lamalo. But if it goes from the bottom up, so the bottom is completely closed. Great picture over here to emphasize the point. If it goes from the bottom to the upwards, and there's 10 tefachim, and there's a huge, huge gap over here, it's kosher. Why? What is this called, this halacha? Anybody remember? Close, not good achis, but good asik. Asik goes upwards, but very good, Yosef. That was the point. It's the same thing. Good asik mechitza. The mechitza goes upwards. There's also a halacha of, that's what you said, good achis, when the mechitza goes downwards. So good asik means that it goes upwards, it fills in the gap, it continues, and that we said is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All you need is 10 tefachim, and then it's kosher, even though the schach is 400 feet in the air. Well, that's a different shiloh. 400 might be a problem. Rabbi Yossi, oimek Hashem, shilamato lemalo asor tefachim, kach milamalo lemato asor tefachim. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, this is also a good sukkah. I disagree. Even though, not only could a goat get through here, but a cow could get through here, it's kosher according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because halachically, I say good achis mechitzta, it goes downwards. Says Gemara, the Maiko Miflegi. It's a very, very cool sugya. Mar sovar mechitzta tluya materes, umar sovar mechitzta tluya eina materes. Do we say on Shabbos, we had this in Erevin, if you remember, there's a beautiful halach over there, if a person has a porch over the water, I want to print it, but unfortunately I don't have my printer yet. I saw it today. I saw my printer. It's not hooked up. So you're suspended. You have a beautiful porch on the water. Imagine you live on the water, but you want to drink the water on Shabbos. You want to draw water on Shabbos. What do? You make a box.
Kol Halashon.
Of walls. You make a hole in your porch and you have a box. And the box goes downwards halachically all the way to the water. And it creates one reshus. Remember that halacha? That's what we're discussing now. Same idea. If you have a hanging wall, does the hanging wall go downwards? So we have that halacha by Shabbos, and we're trying to say that the same halacha applies to sukkah. Not awesome. So where do we have the halacha? In Maseches Erevin. Bar shebein shtei chatzeres. So here you have a pit, a water pit between two chatzeres. Two people own this. Now, Midura Bonon, you're not allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other chatzah unless you make a eruv chatzeros. So, you can't make eruv chatzeros, says Rashi. There's no door. There's nothing going on here. All we have is a wall. For it, you can't make it. But I want to draw water. But I cannot draw water. Why can't I draw water? Because I might be drawing water from your chatzah. I can't carry from your chatzah to my chatzah. So what do I do? So, says the Gemara, you cannot draw water. I have to make a 10 tefach wall. Where? Bein milamalo, bein milamato, bein mitoich agnoi. Rashi, seems like, you can see the gimel over here, it's not goyres bein milamalo. It's not three ways to fix the problem. It's two ways. Two very simple ways. Basically, you create a wall inside the pit. Either lemata, in the water, close to the water, or lemala, above the water. Okay? This is a real, you see this wall right over here? A hanging wall. So, it's not touching the water, but it divides the water. And halachically, the wall is gonna continue down into the pit, through the water, separate the water. I am taking from here, it's gonna grab from there. Okay, that, we spoke about in Erevin. We're not gonna get into that. B'toich Ognoi just means that it has to be within the pit, within the walls of the pit. You can't put your wall on top like this wall that goes through the chatzar. Okay. Now, why can't this wall right over here serve as a wall? It's 10 tefachim. Why is this wall no good? The guy on top. Because it wasn't made for the purpose of separating the water. It was made to separate the chatzar. And we cannot use it for water purposes. Not a problem. Says he could. We just turned to the Zion of the Base, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refusi and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Bishama Yoimrim Milamalo, also on top, Ubeisil Yoimrim Milamato. Milamalo means even. Okay? Because Beisil say it has to be in the water, showing that it's there, it's touching the water. Okay. Bishama say you could even do it on, suspend it on top. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Leitea Mechitza Gdoila, Menachoyzer Shebeneim, comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, why do you need to make a special wall like so over here, down here? Why can't they just use this upper wall? That's enough. That's all I need. I don't need to make extra walls. One 10 tefach wall on top is enough, and halachically will go down, good achis, will go down into the water. Omar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amara. Rabbi Yehuda, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas Mechitza, to divide two chatzeros, two or a pit, is the same halacha as a sukkah. If I have a wall all the way up there, 20 feet up in the air, but it's 10 tefachim, it'll come all the way down and create a mechitza for a sukkah for me. It's the same halacha. That's what the Gemara says. L'chayra. What's the difference? If I make a 10 tefach mechitza, and halachically goes right through my bar, my well, right down the middle. Or, I have a 10 tefach mechitza, and it goes right down the wall, and it closes off the wall. I don't, a goat, not a goat, but it closes off the wall, says Rabbi Yossi. The Chayr, they're saying the same thing. But of course, that's the Gemara's job, is to show us a distinction between two different halachas. We have to figure out what could be a distinction between Shabbos and Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi amar d'omar mechitza tluya materes. A hanging wall is enough. It's considered a wall. V'loihi. Says Gemara, no. You can make a distinction. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sava like Rabbi Yosi. Lo Rabbi Yosi sava like Rabbi Yehuda. Just because you say that halacha in Hilchas Shabbos doesn't mean you agree that the same halacha is in Hilchas Sukkah. And just because you say it in Sukkah doesn't mean that the halacha is in Shabbos. Why? Lo Rabbi Yehuda sava like Rabbi Yosi ad tam like amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha over here. The whole problem to carry from one side of the well to the other side of the well is only Issa the Rabbanon. You let it carry from one house to another house with the Raisa. Chachamim are the ones that said, we have to be careful, you might carry from Rishus HaRam to Rishus HaYachid. So you have to make an Eruv Chatzeros. You have to make an Eruv. But with the Raisa you're allowed to. Aval Hacha, Sukkah the Raisa, loy. But over here you need walls, with the Raisa. So you can't create these funny walls and make it a deraisavika sukkah. Shabbos will be matter funny walls because midaraisa you don't even need walls. So you want to use them for the rabbanon, it's okay. On the flip side, you could say, V'lo Rabbi Yosi, Sabalak Rabbi Yehuda, Akin like Rabbi Yosi, Achayel of a sukkah. The mitzvah saseh. It's a very light mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh to sit in the sukkah. So I'll permit a suspended wall. Av Shabbos, this or skila, like, but Shabbos, not this problem over here of a bar, which is only the Rabbanah. But in general, Shabbos is a very chomer d'kisser, it's skilo, you could get the death penalty for it. So I have to be careful with it, I have to do real walls. So Meila, don't compare Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yosi. Bim Toimar, Maisa Shenasa B'Tzipoiri Alpi Mi Nasa. There was a story in Tzipoiri, in the city of Tzipoiri. And everything that went in Tzipori went based on the Rosh Hashiva in Tzipori. Who was the Rosh Hashiva in Tzipori? Rabbi Yosi. How did they paskin that you're allowed to use a suspended wall in Sifari when you just said, Rabbi Yossi said is halacha only in Sukkah, not in Shabbos. And in Sipari, they try to use a suspended wall on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Loyal P. Rabbi Yossi, LLP, Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had a son. It's very possible Rabbi Yossi himself was more machmir and said, no, my halacha suspended wall only applies to Sukkah, not to Shabbos. His son came along after he was nifter and instituted it also for Shabbos. By the way, stop. Since we're talking here, a very interesting Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, it says, Rabbi Yossi said on himself, Chomesh bi'ilois ba'alti, I had five huge sons, arozim, five tanoim that came out of these five bi'ilois. What kind of lashon is that? So anyways, in the Yerushalmi, the Bavli says one shot, we're not going to get into it. The Yerushalmi says he had five yivamos. He had five brothers that died without children, and from each one of those yivamos, he had one child. And here's one of them, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Stam, just to explain who, I mean, we have Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, all of Shas, but over here we're talking about it's not the father, it's the son, as a ha'ara. Now, question is, my ma'isa, what happened? What happened in Sipari? V'chi osu rabdimi omar pamachas shochu v'lo yiviyu sefer Torah me'erev Shabbos. They once forgot to bring the sefer Torah. What happened was, explains Rashi, in those days, they were worried about the goyim, and the goyim would come and look for the sefer Torah. So they would literally hide the sefer Torah in different houses, every week in another house, so nobody could find the sefer Torah. One week, they forgot to bring the sefer Torah right before Shabbos, and it stayed in the house. Now you can't go and bring the whole minyan into the house, tiny little house, and not in the shul. So what do? L'machor pirsus dinim al gabi amudim. Next day they came and they put sheets on top of these poles, and the sheets didn't go all the way down to the ground. They were suspended mechitzos. Same story that we had today. V'viu sevetari v'karabai. So what's going on here? Here's the story. If you look closely, here are the sheets. Here you have a whole chotzer, a lot of different houses. And because it's usher to carry in here because of all the chatzeris, what they did was, they isolated the shul and one house. And all the other houses have nothing to do with this place now. If I walk in this corridor right here, I'm good, I'm not part of the chotzer. And if you see over here, the sheet doesn't reach the ground, so this is a suspended wall, and it's in Sipari, and they said it's okay. I thought Rabbi Yossi only said his halach in Sukkah. And now you're telling me this works even on Shabbos to carry Sefer Torah. Sapikuach nefesh. I allowed them to carry Sefer Torah from this house into the shul. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi, it was his son. But that was the story. Ask the Gemara, just let's talk about the story for a second. Here's the Sukkah Daidach. How do they come and bring a sheet from another house? It's carrying. You're telling me there's no mechitza here. How can you carry a sheet? Mehechen yivim b'Shabbos. Elamatzus dinim prusim agave ha'amudim. What happened was, it was already there. It says pirsu, it's a little bit of a problem, maybe pirsu on Friday. Why was there? I don't know. Maybe for tznias, who knows? Women were, this is the women's, who knows? But they had these dinim and they used it on Shabbos, even though, the chiddush is, even though it didn't reach the floor. Taisus doesn't like it. Taisus says that we're talking about an oil ara here. We're talking about creating a wall on Shabbos, oil ara. But because of this Taisus, there's some very interesting halachas that are important. What happens if your schach falls off on Yontif? Falls off, you don't have a sukkah. Now what do you do? You should not be able to put it back on Yontif. Why? Because you're creating oil. Oh! You hear what he says? Gevaldik! So the Mishvur Paskins, you could do it with a goy. A guy could do it. The Prima Gadim says it happened to him once, that his sukkah fell, his schach fell down, and he wasn't maicha. They brought a guy, he didn't say anything because he had no way out of it, he said. However, listen to this interesting thing. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. In one place he says you're allowed to do it, they go in one place he says not, and they want to answer that if you never put up your schach, you forgot, you're negligent, you didn't put up schach, then you cannot use a guy. Because you're negligent. If you did everything you could, and then the wind came and blew it off, that's not your fault. I'm going to allow a goy to put it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. But not if you didn't do it l'chatchila. So, ayin sham, I'm just pointing out some halachas that are interesting, b'negea to oil aray. Omer av chizda, omer avimi. Machtzeles arbo mashu materes besuka mishum doifen. I'm just imagining in my head, like, you take this, roll of plastic or something. It's four tefachim wide. And you go, you know how they wrap, you know, boxes and stuff with the stuff? That, you have like four poles and you go, you do this one wrap around your sukkah, boom, it's kosher. Why? It's only four tefachim. The answer is, hey chiyavid, tali leibo emtza, you put it smack in the middle, pachas mishloisha lamata, it's three tefachim away from the ground, u'pachas mishloisha lamala, and a little less than three tefachim from the schach, v'chalpachas mishloisha kalavadami, and I could institute the halacha of lavud on the bottom, the halacha of lavud on the top, and I have a total of 10 tefachim. 4 plus 3 on the bottom is 7, plus 3 on the top is 10, and here is what it looks like. MMA, if you're cheap and you don't want to build a whole wall, so this is what you can do. And you have a 10 tefachim sukkah, so all you need to do is put one strip right down the center, and make sure it's a little less than three tefachim from the bottom, so you have lavud. A little less than three tefachim from the top, you have lavud. Bam. 10 tefachim is a kosher sukkah. Ask the Gemara Pshita, what are you telling me, the halacha of lavud? We mentioned it a number of times. Mao the same, says the Gemara, beautiful. I would think, chad lavud amrino and trey lavud loy amrino. Maybe you don't institute lavud twice. Maybe it's only once. Kamashulan, I could say lavud twice. That's a big chiddush. Okay. We had lavud, you know, parts merubah la'omed, all these things, strings, fine. You could say more than once. Meisvei, machtzeles, shivo, mashu. Very interesting kasha. It says, mufurshan, a braisa, that if I have a mat that's 7 tefachim wide, I could use it as a wall. I put it 3 tefachim away from the bottom, let's say. But it says mefurish that I can't do it twice. I could only do it once. It says that the mat has to be 7 tefachim. Why does it have to be 7 tefachim? It could have said 4 tefachim. And I could do lavud twice. The answer is, I could only do lavud once. 7 plus 3 equals 10. I can't do 4 plus 3 plus 3, 10. Only 7 plus 3. That's what it says here. Machtel is shivo, mashum atas v'zugim shum doifin. Says Gemara, very simple answer. That's talking about a very large sukkah, a regular size sukkah. A regular size sukkah, you can't institute lavud twice. It's more than 10 tefachim. It's 100 tefachim. So you can only do it once. You can either do it by the top or by the bottom. And even if you do it one time, and it's far away from the top, let's say you do it up, what do we have here? Not this one. Sorry. This. You do a strip of 7. It's 3 tefachim away from the top, so a total of 10. And then I'll do a good achis. Or, like this one right here, same exact thing. I do a strip of 7, 3 tefachim from the bottom. So now I have a 10 total. And I do good asik going up. What else do we have here? Okay, next. So in a very large sukkah, I can't do lavud twice, I can only do it once. But so if that's the case, that I'm instituting lavud over here, that's no chiddush. What are you telling me, lavud? Lavud I heard 100 times already. Why do I need another time? Says the Gemara, the mishalshon tfanis milamalo lemato kerebi yoisi. The chiddush is this, that I could use lavud upwards, and I'm telling you I could go downwards, and I don't care that an animal could get through here. A very large animal, more than a gdi. That's the chiddush. Not the chiddush that I could close this off with a lavud, but rather that 10 tefachim from the top is enough to go downwards. Omar, what time is it? Terrible. What is it? I need a clock, I need to slow down. No, There's no Nachman Seltzer. Nobody's asking questions. Nobody's saying jokes. What's going on? David, something?
It all means tall or big?
Tall. It has to be tall. For our purposes, it's tall. Oh, for who was it? Reb Chesky Rosenberg. He asked, does Gdola mean tall or tall? Gdola mean wide? Over here, it means tall. Oh, Eli Deichman put on the beautiful picture that I was looking for. Yishkoyach Gadol. Is that you, Eli, that put it on? On Zoom. Here, let me show the Olam over here. The picture that he just put on. This is the picture I was looking for. I love this. I just like it. The guy is, mom is hanging out in Florida over the water. And he has, he builds four walls and he's able to draw water from, yeah, Yishkoyach Eli.
Yeah, this is an Erevin.
A lot of people lately were writing emails that Erevin, they thought it was so hard and this, but with the pictures, they were able, they made it through easy. We had over 700 pictures in Erevin. Omar Rebbe Ami. Pas arbo mashu matir besukko mishum doifen. Okay. So now we're talking about, oh. Good point. Shir is over almost. Don't worry about it. It's not perfect. Hold on. Okay. Great. Pas arba umashu matir besukko mishum doifen. If you have a wall that's four tfachim wide, and you distance this from the other wall, three tfachim. So now you have a total of seven tfachim. That's all you need, is seven tfachim to make a kosher wall. Umaykim lobe pachais mishloisha tfachim samach ledoifen. It's less than three tfachim. V'chol pachais mishloisha samach ledoifen. Gilob edami. Maikam ashmalon. What's the big chiddush? Hakam ashmalon. Shiur meshech suko ktano shiva. The shear of a sukkah is seven, like Bishamai. Bishamai say that it has to hold Roshoi, Ruboi, Vishulchanoi, and therefore seven. I saw a very interesting thing from Yaakov ben Chananel, the Talmud of the Rashba. It's something to look into. A beautiful thing. What's the shear of a sukkah, says the Gemara? Seven. Says the Talmud of the Rashba that it says, Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha is referring to the seven Yom Tovim. Goes through the seven Yom Tovim. We have Shabbos, Pesach, Sukkos. You have Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Shmini Atzeres. Seven Yom Tovim. And he goes through each Yontif, that each Yontif is about seven. V'safartin chashiva Shavuos, Sirsa Oimer. Sukkah is 7 days. 7 days of Nisach Mayim. And seven tfachim in the sukkah. Everything's about seven. There was seven anani akavod that sukkah is based on. It was, we're in a box. Six-sided box, right? Plus one anani akavod in the front, leading. So seven anani akavod. Shivas haminim. We're using three adasim, two aravas, one lulav, one esrig. And it goes on and on and on. It's all about seven. And then, of course, you have the 8 minute daf. I don't know how that. Lamala minateva. Yeah, lamala. Rabbi Isai, tomorrow I think we should do shir right here in this room at 4 o'clock if anybody's available. I can't prepare quicker than that. I know it's before Shabbos. If anybody can make it, great. At 4 o'clock here, which would be 5 o'clock in New York, you guys up to it? Of course, Eli Deichman will be there. And Shlomi Klein will be making his chant. If you want to see Shlomi Klein making chant, Erev Shabbos on Zoom, be here. Schnitzel, that's what he makes. Whatever, he's doing something. Every time on Erev Shabbos, he's running around in his kitchen with the screen on. But anyways, Yishkoyach, thank you for coming. Thank you for the support. Rabbi Yisrael, bring your friends. You know there are more people here. Yaakov Kalman did a great job, Rotshui Davis here. But there's more guys here. Where's Simcha? Simcha Edelman. Yeah, bring the Eilam. Next week? Josh Rosen, bring my stepbrother, Ari Kushner. You know my stepbrother, Ari Kushner? Of course you know him. That was another show, BCDE. Ari, he's the lawyer. How long am I in town? I'm in town My son's chasana is on Sunday, August 1st. And then
right. Hey, doing Zev, enjoy the vacation.
Zevi.
Yes,
Zevi, aren't you on vacation?
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.